What a great blessing. You know, you don't miss things until you don't have them anymore. And I'm so very proud of my children. They're not children anymore. But I really miss having that opportunity to sing with them. And so it's just a great blessing that God has given me today to have our family in the services today. So glad also to have Brother Pearson, that's Beth's dad, in the services today, and his wife and my favorite mother-in-law, Miss Lila. And love them and appreciate their presence today. But today we're going to preach the last message about discipleship from Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 11. Would you stand with me as we read from God's Word about making disciples? And we've been preaching and teaching on it a long time, like 8 weeks now, 12 weeks now. So we're bringing that, even our Sunday school lessons, to a close. And we're going to start applying this summer the things that we've learned, okay? That's what this summer is going to be about, applying the things that we've learned about discipleship. So just giving you a heads up, it's coming, okay? Ephesians chapter 4, verse 11. Speaking of Jesus here, "And he himself gave some to be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors and teachers, for the equipping of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to a perfect man, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, that we should no longer be children, tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the trickery of men in the cunning craftiness of deceitful plotting, but speaking the truth in love, may grow up in all things into him who is the head, Christ, from whom the whole body, joined and knit together by what every joint supplies, according to the effective working by which every part does its share, causes the growth of the body for the edifying of itself in love." Again, look to the Lord in prayer. Ask my father-in-law, Brother Pearson, if he would, to lead us in prayer. Amen. You may be seated. All right. This morning, title of the message, Growing Up. I want you to know that is the idea behind this scripture. But Paul's not calling people a bunch of babies. And I'm not calling you a bunch of babies. But I am encouraging the fact that you're not where you're going. Does that make sense? The journey's not over. For you, for me, for our deacons, for our teachers, for everybody that holds church office, for every member of Victory Missionary Baptist Church, we're not there yet. There's room for growth. And that's what we're about, growing up. This message is about growing up in the Lord. And in the previous verses that we didn't read, but to give you a recap, we're told about how that Jesus has given gifts to all men. Okay? Meaning, he's blessed everyone with an opportunity, a talent, a gift to serve. Did you know there is only one you? There is only, I want you that to sink in, there's only one you. Aren't you glad? You are unique. And what makes you unique is the gift that God has given to you. Nobody else can do what you can do. For example, I'm the pastor of Victory Baptist Church, and God has placed me here, and I'm so glad that He has placed me here. But God placed me here, and He equipped me to be the pastor. Brother Michael has been placed here as the associate pastor. Now, there are other pastors, there are other associate pastors in the world. I mean, the world's filled with pastors and associate pastors. But the Lord has placed myself and Brother Michael here. And He has equipped us to be right for where He has placed us. Brother Dale, our minister of music. Looking forward to him coming back soon, and so glad that he's in our services today. But God has placed him here. Now, there are thousands of music directors all over the country. But God has equipped him. And you say, that's right, Brother Doug. I know God has placed you here. I know God has placed Brother Michael here. I know God has placed Brother Dale here. But it doesn't stop with church staff. You are unique. And God has placed you at Victory Missionary Baptist Church so that you can be unique and use the gifts that he has given to you. For that to happen, we're going to cover just a few points this morning. 4, 5, 6, 7, or 8 points, whatever. Whatever works. But for you to use your gift, what we have to do, there has to be an equipping of the saints. And we started in the text how that he gave gifts to men, some apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, pastors, and teachers. And what he's talking about there is church leaders. Do you know what the purpose of leadership is? It's not to just lead. You hear people say, lead by example. Well, you can't always lead by example because that means you would do the stuff. Okay? And as a church leader, you can't do everything. Right? So, the job of church leadership is to prepare the saints for the work of the ministry. That's what he's saying when he uses the word equip. That word equip means the process of adjustment that results in the complete preparedness of another. First thing to consider is adjustment. Okay? You ever known anybody that needed an attitude adjustment? Well, I think sometimes we all need an attitude adjustment, but I want to tell you what. We all need adjustment so that we may grow in the Lord. And it is the job of the pastor, it is the job of the teachers, the leaders of this church to adjust the membership or so that you can be in a position to grow and use your gift for the honor and the glory of Almighty God. Equip you. It is our job to prepare you to serve the Lord. If you are in a church leadership position, the first thing I want you to understand, we're talking to the church leaders to begin with, Sunday school teachers, deacons, leadership council. Your mission has to be to get this church, the membership of this church, plugged in so that they may serve here and use their gifts that God has given to them. Okay? Our position, my position as pastor, is to prepare you to serve and plug you in to serve. Get you ready to use that. If you never use your gift, then you're not fulfilling the purpose in which God has placed you in this church. Does it make sense? We want you to use what God has given to you. And again, I remind you, there is only one you. You're the only one that can use your gift, your talent, for what it's needed here at Victory. I can't do it. Your Sunday school teacher can't do it. You are the one that has to use it. And we, the church leaders, the Sunday school teachers, must have a burden to get the membership plugged in so they can serve, so you can serve. Okay? Like the Apostle Paul in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 16, he said, therefore I also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love for the saints, do not cease to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers. And he goes on to say that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give to you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling, what is the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints. Paul had a burning desire that people be all they could be in the Lord Jesus Christ. Be all you can be. What branch of the service is that the slogan? Is that Air Force? That's Army. Oh, rats. I was Air Force. Aim high. That's it. That was the one. Aim high. Use your gifts, your unique abilities that God has given to you. Because I want to tell you, God has placed you here because Victory Baptist Church needs your talents and abilities. Get ready to use them. Leadership. Get ready to plug people in because that's what this summer is going to be about. We start with the equipping of the saints, preparing them, adjusting them to use those abilities that God has given with them. And then we move to number two, the employment of the saints. I like that. What are you being prepared for? You're being prepared for the work of the ministry, according to this. Equipping them for the work of the ministry. Literally, it reads for the equipping of the saints into the work of the ministry. You know what's really cool? The unemployment rate in the kingdom of God. It may be 10% in the state of Arkansas, but in the kingdom of God, it is 0%. Now, you do have a lot of people that are not employed, but that's their choice. Okay? And the idea today of this message is reminding you, okay, that there is not supposed to be unemployment in the kingdom of God. Everyone has a job. Everyone has an opportunity. And you've heard the old saying, 90% of the work is done by 10% of the people. That is no good. That's where you say amen. 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 You know, everybody, I'm a believer, everybody should have a job, but nobody should have very many jobs. Okay? Listening to a message by Vance Havner last week. You hear him on the internet, and he was an old-time preacher. And said he ran into R.A. Torrey one time as a young preacher, and R.A. Torrey asked him, said, "Well, what are you doing, young man?" And Vance Havner said, "Well, a little of this and a little of that." R.A. Torrey told him, "Well, son, pick you out one thing and stick with it." You know? Sometimes I think we as Christians need to pick us out one thing and stick with it. Okay? Find that unique gift. Find that area of service that God has given to you. And stick with it. Or maybe a better term would be find that gift and get with it. Okay? Use that for the honor and the glory of God. Two things have got to happen for you to meet the employment status of the saints of God. First of all, you'll never guess what this is going to be. A servant survey sheet. That's where you say amen. We are excited about the servant survey sheet. Amen. I want you to understand about that. Okay? That is a vital part of this church moving forward and everyone being plugged in. All right? We're not going to overload anyone. We're not going to put anyone that anywhere they don't want to be. But there is no reason that the deacons of this church should have 5 or 6 positions because there's not someone filling those positions. Okay? And we want to just ask you to fill that out. We are modern. You can do it online. Brother Michael fixed that for us. Or you can do it this morning and leave it in the seat that you're sitting in. Or there's a box in the exit. Put it in that box for servant surveys so that we may have, so that we can take that and we can build the army of the kingdom of God at Victory Baptist Church. That's the goal. That has to happen. People have to be plugged in. But we can't plug you in without your help. And there must be a willingness for you to be plugged in. Why? Well, the purpose of your employment. Everybody, if you have a job today, raise your hand. Now, I'm talking about in the church. I'm talking about a job outside the church. All right. Do you have a purpose when you go to work? Raise your hand. Amen. There's something you're supposed to accomplish. If you don't have a purpose, you may not have a job very long, right? But there is a purpose behind you being actively involved in the kingdom of God and using your gift. And you know what that purpose is? For the edifying of the body. Now, I want you to understand when it says equipping the saints for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. We're going to do a little English lesson here or a Greek lesson. But that word edify is not a verb. It's not saying you're going to use your gift to build up the kingdom of God or the body of Christ. That's not the use of that word. That word is a noun. Okay? And what it's talking about is people taking that gift that God has given them. He has made them a building block in the church. And how that God will take you as a building block and set you in that church for the building of that church. You see, Jesus himself said, I will build my church and the gates of hell will not prevail against it. Okay? You remember that? And now what Jesus wants to do is take you and the gift that he's given you and use you as a building block or a stone in that building. When I got to thinking about that, I thought, how cool. How cool. Have you ever watched as they build a building or build a house? Oh, you've got a bunch of junk to begin with. You've got a pile of boards, a pile of sheetrock, a pile of plywood. Over here you've got some bricks, some cement, some sand. You have some insulation. You have some nails. Let me tell you how it works. The beauty part of building is when that carpenter comes in and he takes that, the boards, the plywood, the brick, and he sets them each in their place. And after he sets them each in their place, a home or a structure begins to take place. And the nails begin to drive and the concrete set and the bricks laid. And eventually that carpenter has taken that pile of material and formed a beautiful structure. That's what Jesus is talking about here. You remember Jesus, the carpenter's son? Or that's what Paul's talking about? Paul is talking about Jesus giving you a gift, making you a unique part of the structure that he's building. Isn't it just cool that God wants to use you in his kingdom? Who are you? Who am I? That God would choose us and enable us to contribute to his glorious kingdom. But that's what he's looking for. That's what he wants to do in you. Well, we've talked about the equipping of the saints, the employment of the saints. Now we'll talk about the enriching of the saints. You see, when you have the equipping and the employment, you're going to have the enriching. Verse 13 says, till we come to the unity of the faith and the knowledge of the Son of God, to a perfect man, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. You remember I said when it began, we're not there yet. Oh, listen, Victory is a wonderful church, and I am so blessed to be the pastor here. I love you. I appreciate you. And I'm so excited about the future of this church. But I remind you, we're not there yet. But when we get everyone involved, everyone being equipped, everyone employed in the kingdom of God, something's going to happen. There's going to be an enriching among the saints at Victory. Where we're looking out, and when we come together, we'll see that each part functioning to make it work out in a special way. A oneness among the membership. And you know, that's not just fighting. You say, well, nobody's fighting at Victory. Amen. Praise the Lord. I don't like fighting. If you don't like fighting, say amen. Amen. We don't fight. We're one, right? But this is so much deeper than just not fighting. This is a unity of the Spirit. A unity of zeal for the honor and the glory of God. Whereas, as you're serving, as you're using your gift and your talents, ability that God has given you, you're zealous about it. You're excited about it. You're not just filling a position. Oh, I don't like that. When we just fill a position in the Lord's work. Kind of with the mentality of that's good enough. Yeah, uh-uh. No. We want to be all we can be. We want to aim high. We want to honor and glorify God with the very best that we have, arriving at a unity of the faith where we're all so dedicated to the Lord Jesus Christ that we're not going to worry about a teacher being late, because they're not going to be late because they're dedicated. You see, and you know, and I've said this before, but I remind you, teachers should be in their classroom 15 minutes before church starts or before Sunday school starts. Say amen. Amen. Brother Doug, you just don't understand. Yes, I do understand. What I understand is that the students need to see you ready and excited to welcome them into the classroom. Okay? Be there 15 minutes. Well, Brother Doug, we just have such a hard time on Sunday. If you do it on Monday through Friday, you can do it on Sunday. You don't understand. Satan, Brother Doug, Satan's fighting. I understand Satan's fighting. Kick him out and get on up here. Okay? Nursery, same way. You know, whatever. We're coming to that point. The goal is coming to that point where we're all fired up about what we're doing. Fired up about Jesus. Arriving at the unity of the faith. Arriving at the knowledge of the Son of God. Ooh, I like seeing Jesus do great things. You see, here's the fact of it. If we fail in the equipping, if we fail in the employment, if we fail, we will fail in the enriching of the saints. And there will be an evacuation of the saints. Oh, listen, I don't like it when church people change churches. Amen? I don't want to lose anybody. I mean, they can come from another church and come here, right? I'm talking about our people going somewhere else. I don't like that, right? But what happens is when there's a failure in this church growth, a failure in discipleship, a failure in equipping, and a failure in the employment, we get blown around. Verse 14, that we should no longer be children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the trickery of men in the cunning craftiness of deceitful plotting. Why do people leave a church? Usually because they think they can be happy somewhere else. One of the greatest lies in modern day religion is that it's all about you. It's not all about you, and it's not all about me. It's not what can a church offer me, it's what can I offer the church. Okay? You see the difference in the maturity? I mean, we're living in an age today that churches have become so seeker sensitive that they have the concept that if we just have to get people to come and when they get here, then we got to make them happy, and we can't preach about sin anymore because we'll offend somebody. Well, you know, sin's still sin. Right? It's a part of maturity thing when we realize that it's not about us. Listen, if you want to be catered to, if you want to have it your way, go to Burger King. If you want to serve the Lord, come to the Lord's house with a zeal and a desire to use what God has given you for the kingdom of the glory of God. Isn't that cool the way that works? Oh, we don't want to see that evacuation. We want to see people who are on fire for the Lord Jesus Christ. We want to see a people who realize it's not about what I get, it's about what I give. We want to see a membership that have been gifted by God stepping up into their role that God has placed them in the church for. Don't let this opportunity to serve pass you by. Listen, I love you, but God has made you special in your own way. You make sure you're contributing that gift to the kingdom of God. That's the point of this message. Okay? So that we may be a body, verse 16, from whom the whole body, joined and knit together by what every joint supplies, Don't you love it when your body works? When your arms move and your feet move and your legs walk you? Isn't it great? But boy, if you lose a foot, oh, you have to make adjustments. Something else has got to pick up the slack for the loss of that foot. Or maybe if the foot just goes numb and gets to where it's not functioning, you have to get crutches. You know? We want to reach this point where the whole body of Victory Baptist Church is joined and knit together by what every joint supplies. And listen, according to the effective working by which every part does its share. You want to know a great hazard in church today is burnout. You ever been burnt out? When I first started pastoring, I have been. When I first started pastoring, I had the idea that it's my job to be everywhere and do everything that the church was involved with. I went to the hospitals. I went to the birthday parties. I went to this on the seniors trip. I went on the youth trips. I did everything. And I come to that point, I noticed myself where, boy, I just didn't want to see people coming. I was just afraid, you know, if people come, they're going to have something else for me to do. And I noticed that my attitude was just going wrong. And I did it to myself because I was trying to do the work of the entire body. And God hasn't called me to do the work of the entire body. He's called me to preach the gospel. He's called me to equip the body for the work of the ministry. Listen, you're needed at Victory Missionary Baptist Church. And we need what God has equipped you to do. Fill out the servant survey. Make a prayer of dedication this morning that you're not just going to be that show up for a 30-minute sermon, a invitation, hi-ho, silver, let's go. But you're going to be a part of a church from whom the whole body joined and knit together by the effective, by what every joint supplies. According to the effective working by which every part does its share. And here's what happens. Causes the growth of the body for the edifying of itself in love. You want to grow as a church? Paul just gave us the secret. Get the people involved. Teach the people. Equip them. Put them to work. Watch what it does. Oh, Paul was a pretty smart fella. Amen? You know, what makes a church your church home is when you do use your gifts for the honor and the glory of God in that church. You know, that's what makes it your church home. When you contribute to the working of the body. Listen, you may be here, and I'm not asking you to walk down this aisle and say, oh, Brother Doug, I hadn't served like it. No, I'm just asking you, let's take today and back up and ask the question, am I using my gift where God intends for me to use it? Am I using it at all? Am I serving in that area where I should be serving? God has placed you here for a purpose. Are you filling that purpose? You may be here today and you don't know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. Listen to me. You need to be saved. Okay? Jesus Christ, the Son of God, gave His life. He was crucified for your sins upon the cross of Calvary, paying your punishment so that you could have an eternity in heaven with Him. So that whosoever believeth in Him will not perish but have everlasting life. Have you committed your life to Christ? If not, today's the day. Maybe you're here, the Lord is leading you to become a member of this church. You know, maybe you've been looking for that place to serve. I know a good church. Amen? But we do want you to be led of the Lord. If the Lord's leading you to become a member of Victory, we'd invite you and we'll receive you however we can scripturally receive you. Okay? But let's make a commitment today. I'm gonna be used of God where I am. Our Father in heaven, thank you, Lord, for the day. Thank you for the opportunity to look into your word. Thank you, Lord, for this church and for giving us the opportunity to serve you. And thank you for your precious word that instructs us how to serve you. I pray, Lord, that you will move among us this morning, that whatever need is present, whether salvation, rededication, baptism, church membership, I just pray that you would impress upon the hearts of those present and help us to respond to your leading. I pray your will be done. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.